I'm Debbie Godfrey, and this is the Positive Parenting Pep Talks podcast. In season two, I'm answering your questions about parenting. So feel free to go to the link in the description and leave me a voice message, and I may answer your question on this podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy today's Pep Talk.
Yeah, so what I was wondering about is our kids have a seven-year-old, mostly. They have a really hard time disconnecting when we let them play games, computer games, or if they're playing, if we're out somewhere at like an arcade or somewhere where there's arcade machines, they have a really hard time to stop playing, right? So I was wondering, you know, even if we preface things with like, we only have, you know, you can play this for 10 minutes and, you know, then we're going to have to stop playing. You know, you preface everything. You did, we'll give it back. We'll give it back. No problem, you know. I understand. And then 10 minutes comes and they're like running away with the computer. It's a laptop. Or, you know, we have to end up like snatching it from them. It's terrible. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions on how to guide them that this is doesn't go on forever and it has a certain end time, and allowing to give them this privilege, but then to, you know, I don't know what to do anymore.
Right, and it's such a common issue, and one that fortunately I had in a much more limited way when my kids were younger, because those games and that kind of stuff was just coming on board when my kids were young. So I'm so grateful I didn't have to deal with it back then. But yeah, I mean, the tips for that are, number one is to understand the draw, the addiction, the entrapment of the video games. They're working on your children's brain in a completely different way than being out in the world does, than being out in nature, than doing things. And so everybody needs to you have to have some understanding that when that child is on that computer thing, there's a mesmerizing effect, and it's problematic because it's affecting them so deeply. And so first of all, to understand how much it affects them, and the challenge is not that your kids are bad or defiant, it's really getting them heavily involved. And the other thing is to understand is when they're playing a game, there's like, you know, a beginning, a middle, and an end. And often the arbitrary time limits, like 10 minutes for the game, they might be right in the middle of some process that's going on. So they're getting interrupted in the middle of their process. So just to have some understanding around that as well, I think, can help towards figuring out an agreement that you can make that will work. And this is an ongoing process. And it's so funny. I was just before this call working on an article I'm writing about keeping their room clean. And I'm just thinking, as we're sitting here talking, I should do it with the screen time, because this is a much worse issue for most parents than the room cleaning thing. And I think some of the tips I would give would be very similar. With, you're talking about seven-year-olds now, you know, making the agreements about how much time, sitting down and having conversations about the problem areas in between when you're not in the middle of the battle. So you can't have a conversation with them when you're trying to get them off of a computer. That's not right. The time to negotiate. It's going to be sitting down going, wow, you know, I notice we're having so many fights every time we give you guys some screen time. It's this huge battle to get you off, and it just makes me want to ban screen time completely. So, you know, let's come up with a way that you can get some screen time, but I don't feel like it's so difficult or so challenging that I just want to, you know, keep it from you always. And have those discussions with them. And then when you get to the place where you have an agreement, they've bought into it, they've helped you design it, and it's the 10 minutes is up, you know, if they don't follow through with whatever the agreement is, that you have some kind of a consequence set up. Like, if you don't keep the agreement, then there's no screen time for the rest of that day or the rest of that week or whatever the, you know, this all has to be negotiated in an agreement form where there's a contract that is written out, specified, that your kids are involved with. And again, this is something actually I'll be covering on Thursday as well, with their logical consequences, so that you have a fallback. Like, it's not me that's the bad guy. Look at the agreement that's on the refrigerator, you guys. You guys agreed to do this, and it's not happening. So until we can come up with something that works, then no screen time is going to be provided. I mean, that this is really key. And I think what you were saying with the 10 minutes and the 20 minutes, it's so important, because my experience has been, and the experience of parents reporting to me, as soon as you let that screen time go over 30 or 40 minutes, it gets even more challenging. So there really is a benefit to making the time on the screen less, you know, less amounts of time, smaller bursts.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Now, that's going to become a problem later on when they're involved in, you know, some serious gaming or any of the things that take time that has the beginning and the middle and the end. So you'll have to negotiate through that. And sometimes kids can aggregate some of that. But some of the worst behavior happens when kids are on those games hours at a time. So that's when their brains really get involved. So the other options with that is to make sure they're doing other stuff. And so many kids, their go-to is the screen time. And it's like, what about the outdoors? What about, you know, going to places and doing things and building things? And it's so much better to be in nature than to be on the screen. And so to make sure that that's available and happening, and that could be part of the agreement, that you guys spend half an hour outside doing something in the sunshine, and then you can spend half an hour on your computers playing the game or whatever. But it is a process, Dorothy, and I think one of the things that I know from my experience, and especially with my son, I mean, I had this way more with him than with the girls, was that over time I had to keep changing it up. There wasn't like one solution and then we were good forever. So, and I'm going to give a different example just because it's in my head. My son, I used to have the same problem with him when we would go to the beach. So the girls and I and him, we would all go to the beach and he would be out surfing. And I mean, he was little. He started surfing when he was like 10. And we'd be hanging out on the beach, and it would be time to go, and he would not come in. And so we're all ready to go, and it was this big fight every time we go to the beach because Michael was delaying everybody wanting to leave, and it was all about him, and he didn't care about that the rest of us were ready to go. And so I sat down with him, and I was like, Michael, you know, it's really fun to go to the beach together as a family. And what happens is when we're all ready to go, you know, you ignore, you know, we'll wave at him or he knows like he's supposed to come in or whatever. And he just ignores us and he takes his time and then he does his own thing. And I'm like, unless you're willing to, you know, come in a reasonable way and we can talk about that, I'm not going to be willing to take you to the beach with us anymore because, you know, the girls and I want to go and then leave. We don't want to have to wait for an extra 15 or 20 minutes for you, when, you know, we've all been there this amount of time. And so we had this long talk, and it took me one time of not bringing him. It's like, okay, we're going to the beach, and sweetie, the girls and I are just going to go. And I can't remember if I left him with a friend or I did something with him. So we could just go to the beach and have a good time. And then after that, we made agreements. So it's like, okay, this is how long we're anticipating staying, and you need to come in out of the surf and check in with us and make sure, you know, how much longer that you have. And if you get a 5-minute warning or a 10-minute warning, that you make sure you come in. And part of that was also working in him getting, you know, his sweatsuit off and cleaning up and changing and getting all his stuff together, because that was the other way he was delaying it. So it was just this whole thing that was dominated by him. And so taking this back to screen time, when you're having this issue that's kind of dominating the family dynamic, to really sit and talk about every part of the process and what's going on and how can we make this work so that everybody wins and that everybody is happy with what's going on. And if it can't be done, then we're going to put the screen time aside until we can negotiate a good agreement. But I think that the crux of it, Dorothy, is whatever you come up with is an agreement that when it's not being followed, that you do lovingly, kindly, firmly remove the screen time. It's like, no more screen time until we solve this problem, because I don't want to keep having the fight with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And the hard part is going to be when you want to give the screen time to have a minute to do something. Because that's when it's so easy to use. It's like, oh, if I just give that to them, then I can go do this other step. You just aren't going to be able to rely on it for that, because that's when we get trapped.
Yeah, and that's, you're so right about it being over a certain amount of time. Because we've done that, or, oh, we're getting some stuff done, just let them play. And then you go to turn it off, and it's exponentially worse the longer they're on it. And after
exactly.
then even like a half an hour later, they're still kind of like miserable. You know, they're like in a funk almost because they like playing too long. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think
it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with this generation in adulthood, because the brains are developing completely differently with screen swiping and the exposure from the time they're infants. It's just a whole new animal, and there's a lot of it I don't even know yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still managing it the same way I've always managed these kind of conflicts, and just trying to keep it balanced, and then just taking the information in of observing what is happening with my kids when they're on this stuff, and how can I figure it all out. And yeah, balance, getting them outside. That's, to me, the biggest part that these kids are missing, the ones that are holed up in the dark on the screens all the time. They need to get outside.
Thank you for listening to today's Positive Parenting Pep Talks podcast. If you're into season two and you're listening to all these great questions that the parents have and answers and ideas for what to do in all these different situations with your kids, please help us out. Like, share, subscribe, and especially leave us a positive review. All of that helps the podcast grow, and I really appreciate it. Thanks again for being here, and happy parenting.